God is good all the time, all the time. Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. There's some exciting news in there. Has anybody read the front page yet? Amen. Hallelujah. Make sure you get a Sunday handout and read that article there. An exciting time. Sister Keepers are meeting this March 13th, a week from this Tuesday night. We're going to get together and talk about some things and encourage one another. And this is your time just to get away from the house for a little while. We've got no set formula, but it's just us coming together as sisters in the Lord to encourage one another and maybe pray for one another and just get together for a little while away from everybody. March the 14th, the Lenten service at Columbia Christian Church. And the Good Friday service at the Columbia Baptist Church on March the 30th. And we want to talk about something coming in April. This is open for men and women. If you've never been able to sit under Sister Martha's teaching, she is an anointed teacher of the Word. She brings the Word out to where you can understand it. So I want to encourage you to make plans to be part of that next in April. It starts at 6 o'clock to 7. Sometimes it runs over a little bit, but that's okay. And this teacher is going to be Christ revealed in Revelation. Amen. Christ revealed in Revelation. So if you've never sat under her teaching, I want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. Amen. And on the 8th of April, we're going to have a Celebration Sunday, debt-free Celebration Sunday.
Amen.
So you definitely want to make plans to be part of that. So,
amen.
So I want to read you this article this morning that Laverne put in there for our opening this morning. It's called, Now That's Good News. Ever since the fall of man, the devil has been using people as pack mules. He has clamped his yoke around their necks and burned them down with sin, sickness, failure, poverty, and every damnable thing hell can devise. Everyone has felt the terrible weight of that yoke. We've all experienced the pain and frustration that comes from struggling free of one burden, just to have the devil yank us around and pile on more. For thousands of years, that yoke of bondage was the inescapable tragedy of man's existence. To natural eyes, it looked as though there would never be a way out. But by the Spirit of God, the prophet Isaiah looked forward to a time. He looked with eyes of expectancy. Amen. But by the Spirit of God, the prophet Isaiah looked forward to a time and saw that a Redeemer was coming. Amen. One who would finally free us from the oppression of the devil. To fully appreciate just how good that news is, you must realize that Isaiah doesn't say the yoke will be broken because of the anointing. Many people read the verse that way, but that's not what it says. It says the yoke will be destroyed. When you look it up in Hebrew, you'll find the word translated destroyed means absolutely useless. Isaiah said this anointing would annul. I don't have to pronounce that word. Yeah. The devil's yoke so completely that there would no longer be any evidence that it was around your neck. That means every time you allow the anointing of God to destroy a yoke in your life, or whether it's in the realm of your health, your finances, your relationships, or your past, it is literally, utterly destroyed and cannot be repaired to be used again. So when you get delivered from something and the enemy comes knocking on your door, you'll say, hey, no, I've been delivered from that. We're not going there again. We're not going there again. Amen. The devil can't pick it up and hold you in bondage again. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Isaiah 10:27, it shall come to pass in that day. Somebody say that day is here. Amen. His yoke shall, that this burden shall be taken away from your shoulders. His yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be what? Destroyed. Not to raise its ugly head again, because of the anointing. And when they talked about yokes in the Old Testament, they knew what a yoke was because that's how they plowed their crops. So they would take two like animals of the same size and put a wooden bar across both of their necks, and the only way that that animal could move was to look forward. And you know, when you're in bondage to something, you can't see anything but that bondage because it consumes your life. Amen. And we're like the animals and the ox in the field that was yoked with that heavy burden. But Jesus said, I've come to set you free. When you got forgiveness, the day that you accepted him, every curse on your life was broken. Every family curse that the enemy wanted to pass down to you is broken. Amen. Because you were set free. You are already healed. You are healed, and the devil is trying to tell you that you're sick. Amen. So you've got to see with the eyes of expectancy, hear with the ears of expectancy, and have a heart that's full of hope of the Word of God. Amen. So let's just stand to your feet this morning and just welcome the precious Holy Spirit in this place to come and set up on us today, to bring to birth those dreams and passions and desires, to revisit us today with the Word of hope that if God said it, he'll surely do it because he don't lie. We can't look to God as we do people, because people will fail us. People will let us down. Relationships break. Family breaks. People get divorces and all those things go on. But I'm telling you right now, church, God is our healer. He is our deliverer. And he has much more planned for us than we could ever begin to see, think, or imagine. And he wants to open up our imagination today to see what the Word says about us. Amen. I got to shut up because there's a preaching anointing up here today. Father, we just thank you for coming into this place, sweeping over us with a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit today. We just didn't come today because it's another Sunday morning. But every person that's pulled up on that parking lot that entered these doors have a divine appointment with you. There's people here that won't be the same next week or the same this next week. But we have today. And in this day, we will rejoice because you are God. And we are nothing without you. It's you who made us. It's you who created us. It's you that's given us the hope that we have in this day. And we praise you for that. And the church said, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. We can go home now. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the God I serve is an awesome God. What about y'all? The God I serve is an awesome God. What about y'all?
Amen.
That's more like it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Celebrate. He's alive. Let the children sing the song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, what is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and sing. He's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. And let my heart sing out, for Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy. Death won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me. No grave will ever keep me from my King. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. Alive, hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the one. Say worthy. Worthy of a praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the one. Say worthy. He's worthy.
Saying I just told Charlie I felt like I just fell off the truck, but even though I didn't, but you know, but God,
yes.
He has a way of changing things, amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well,
woo. Hallelujah. God is good all the time.
Yes.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. 'Cause God is good. God is good.
God is good.
All the time. God is good. All the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good.
All the time. And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. All the time. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. 'Cause He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose. Fill us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercy they will never end. God is good all the time. He the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Say, though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, Your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. My God is good all the time. And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. My God is good. God is good all the time.
Amen.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
I just thank You. I just thank You, Jesus.
Oh, bless You, Lord.
Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in His hands, and through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so that means we got to step out there and trust God for what's coming. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
That's right.
You know, that's exactly right. Hallelujah. I love that part right there.
Hallelujah.
But you know what? But God.
Amen.
He's bigger than I am.
Thank You, Jesus.
And He can sure straighten things out a whole lot better than I can.
Preach it, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Hold on here. Hold on. You sure can.
I have a dear friend. She's been here several times, and she's only lived in one home her entire 53 years of living. But her mother died, and as things will go with families, estates have to be sold off, and everything is tied up legally. So they finally told her that the auction's going to be in April. She would have to get out by April the 1st. Now, we knew this back in January. I have driven, right now her car's not working. Satan's just done step by step. I have driven over 400 miles in two counties since January trying to find a place for her to live. So here it is now, this past Tuesday. She needs to get out by April 1st. And we don't have a clue. We have filled out applications, we've gone to HUD, we've done everything we know to do. And she was getting more discouraged. And I kept encouraging her, saying, we can't find a place because we haven't got to the one God wants you to have.
That's right.
And I would pray, and I would be encouraging, and but she would get discouraged at times, as we all do. But you have to lift your friends up, and your sisters and brothers in the Lord.
Amen.
So I felt led Monday morning to take the bulletin from last Sunday where Sister Shirley wrote at the bottom and said, I have a prophecy. Y'all remember that? And it said, this is your new beginnings and things are going to turn around. I gave that to her and I said, you didn't come to church, but this prophecy can be for you. So I said, put it on your refrigerator mirror somewhere, and every time you go by, put your hand on it and say, this is mine.
Amen.
This is mine. Well, she did that Monday. She did it Tuesday. Tuesday night, we had been out looking all day. And I said, Lisa, I'm not going to pray with you anymore about this house. We're going to start our home. We did whatever God had. I said, we're going to claim it.
Amen.
And we're going to start saying, thank you, God, for finding my home. And I said, what is it that you feel like you have to have? And she had only two requests. Well, there's three. It had to fit within her budget. She wanted to keep her kitty cats. Some people are going to think that's stupid, but she's had these for, one of them's 15 years old. And she wanted to make sure I could get in and out of her home. And that was it. So Wednesday morning, she's vacuuming. And in the back, she has the radio on. And she hears this thing on the trading post. Now, she never listens to the trading post. The only reason she didn't turn it off was she was vacuuming. And she had just turned off the vacuum. And this man says, I have a two-bedroom trailer for rent. So she starts calling. The phone stays busy and busy. She finally gets through. And the first thing he said to her is, do you do drugs and drink and have those wild parties? And she said, no, sir, I don't. And he said, well, that's good because I don't allow it. And she told him the situation. She said, I'm a Christian. And he said, well, if you want to come out, I'm not going to let anybody else have even look at this trailer. I think it's for you. He said, I'm not going to make any more appointments. We went out, and we explained the situation to him. We were just as honest as we knew how to be. Her money is tied up to this sale. He said, fine, don't worry about paying rent. Don't worry about paying deposit. Don't worry about doing anything till you get your inheritance. Wow. So we've signed papers. Everything is taken care of. Yeah. And then he said, oh, by the way, I'll throw in the utilities too.
Wow.
And she looked at me and she said, this can't be real. I said, this is God. So I want to thank Sister Shirley for being, you know, willing to put that forth and for seeing that God does come through.
Amen.
And so for any of you all that are out there and that deadline is getting close and you're starting to wonder, as we humans do, how is God going to work this out? He does.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Light will shine. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. My God is good. God is good all the time.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Shirley touched on something this morning. And it may reflect back when she was talking about the devil is always going to be sending obstacles and setting your way, just to paraphrase it a little bit. When I got out of prison, I was done with drugs. That was another page in my life when I got out of there. But anyway, wasn't out 2 weeks, and guess who shows up at my front door? I'll just show you how the devil works. This guy that I used to run around with and get just extremely high, plenty of money. Hey, man, I need you to go get me this and that. And I told him the only thing I can get you is the good book.
Amen.
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 And I haven't seen him since.
Amen.
Oh, imagine that.
Right.
A couple of weeks after that, I was at, I guess it used to be Speedway. I don't know what it's called now. But anyway, same ordeal, different guy. And I said, only place I can take you, brother, is to church. He wanted me to go and take him to get some drugs, and I said, I can take you to church.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to tell you what, from what I can see, for number one, God gave me grace enough to be saved.
Amen.
And then he gave me strength enough to stay saved. And all I got to do is put my trust and faith in him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
See the offering. But I want to say a little bit more about what Sister Shirley was saying earlier. 20 years ago, we built the sanctuary. But 36 years ago, we moved out here from town. And we bought this little piece of property that was a restaurant. And according to the man at the bank, never loaned that much money to a group that size before. And there were some people that felt like we weren't going to make it. But they just don't know our God.
Amen. Amen.
And then in 1985, was it? 86. We started a New Life Christian School. That was a challenge. Because there was no cheap operation. And we held our ground. We held our ground for 4 years. Because we knew that God wanted a Christian school in this area. And I don't know how many of you knew it, but for the most of the time, our teachers volunteered. I mean, we had certified teachers certified by the government. We had certified teachers that taught in our school for nothing except for the tuition of their children. And they were some awesome teachers. But as the leader of it, there were times when I felt and I knew that we were hanging on and that something was going to have to come along to help us in some way or other, because every year, I mean, it was just like we were a little partisan group of people, you know, like a resistance group in a country somewhere, and we were holding on to our position, waiting for God to send help. And in 2090, the group came to us and asked us if we would be willing to merge and become a bigger school and but keep our principles. And so New Life Christian School changed from New Life Christian School to Kentucky Christian School. And for 2 years, we met here in our facilities. And then opportunity came for the facilities in Campbellsville, because we were really outgrowing things here. And so we moved over there. We became part of that school, and we were there for several years. And then finally, after several years, they decided that they needed something of their own. And I don't know how many of you know this, but out there on the old Columbia Road, they built Kentucky Christian Academy. A million plus was the cost of it. But there was so much support in the community for that school that when they finally got it up and operating and moved into it, they owed $420,000. And I know $420,000 is a lot of money, but it's a whole lot less than $1,420,000. And God has been faithful in everything. When we built this new sanctuary, we had to refinance. We were almost out of debt, and we had to refinance. And that was 20 years ago this year. And just like Sister Shirley said, we got this month's payment, which is due now. We were a little bit late in getting it. It was due the 26th. We haven't gotten it yet because when Brother Glenn left to go to Florida, he told me, he said, we don't quite have enough for the payment this month, but I'm counting on the people Sunday morning to give us, for the offering to be enough for us to catch up with everything. And so I just want to tell you, he's trusting in you this morning, and we're trusting in God. But when we get this payment made, we will have one more payment of $1,000. I think it's $1,022 or something like that. It's not as much as a normal payment. A little less than what we normally pay. But then we'll be debt-free. Debt-free for the first time that we've been here since 1982.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I want to challenge you with this. You know, there was a time when we had 300 people. But you know, when we had that 300 people, we were about the only thing like us within driving distance. We were the original mushroom, folks. And God has raised up many, many works now throughout Adair and the surrounding counties. And some of them are a lot bigger than we are. But you know, we have a heritage of what God's done through us. And I'm telling you, it's not finished. You know, God's not said, okay, I'm done with you. Because I'll be honest with you, and if you may know it, and if you've been around, you know it. We have a message that we preach here at this church that's different than any other church around, for the most part. Nobody around here tells about the grace of God like we do. And it doesn't mean that God has saved us and we can do anything we want to, which some people, you know, they say, well, y'all just don't believe it. No, I didn't say that. I believe that we are saved by the grace of God. We don't do anything about it. God didn't put a load on us, just like Shirley read this morning. God didn't put a load on our shoulders for us to carry. He took it off. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And you know why the burden's light? Because Jesus bore it all. He carried it all. He paid for it. You know, when he said, it's finished, on the cross, when he said, it's finished. Another way, or even a more accurate way of translating that in the Hebrew language is, it is paid for. Our sins are paid for. Our sins are taken away. All through what Jesus did. You know what? I said this Wednesday night in our Wednesday night Bible study, and we're teaching on salvation, and I said this: the church for too long has told people how to do and not how to believe. You can't do something until you believe in it. And you can't live righteous until you believe that God's made you righteousness. He bore our sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. We've got to believe who we are before we can live like who we are. You can be a king, or that you can be the heir to a throne and live like a pauper if you don't know who you are and don't decide to take your stand on it. God's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. God has helped us through all these years. I praise him. And I want to just throw this in while I'm talking about doing this. Y'all know what I've been through the last several years. All of you have been around. I mean, you know, since 2012, it's been an up and down ride. It's been just get over one thing and here came something else. And I never ever could ever recuperate or recover from that. But you know, I haven't had anything really seriously wrong since March of last year, a year ago this month. And I had the open heart surgery. And I haven't had anything else I've had to deal with. And you know what I've noticed in the last 3 or 4 months? Especially in the last couple of months since the first of the year, my body has finally overcome everything that it's gone through. And I told Laverne the day before yesterday, I believe it was, we were in town and we were coming back to the car. And I said, Laverne, I said, have you noticed anything? She said, what? I said, have you noticed the difference in my walk? I said, for the first time in the last month, I realized that I haven't had to drag myself when I walked. Just to get that one foot up and just to slide along and get it in front of the other one and go on. And I said, look at this. And I walked across the parking lot. I said, do I look like I always used to look when I walk normal? She said, yes, you do. I tell you, folks, hang on. Hang on. You know, it may seem dark now. It may seem sorrowful now. But joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. There's a lot of things getting ready to happen here. I looked around, I looked around and I counted this morning. We don't have really any that I would consider visitors. I know we got our one brother here, but he's kind of connected with us, so I'm not even going to count him a visitor. But we got 50 here this morning. Now, I don't know if you know the significance of that or not, but during all the weather and all the past few weeks and everything, you know, late high 30s, low 40s, we say, hey, we got 40 this morning. And you know, there's a whole bunch of us that aren't here this morning. And what we need to do is not to look and expect that, oh, we got 50 here, let's have 250 next Sunday. Could God do that? Sure, God can do that. Can we believe for that? I don't know. If I were to ask you, and you'd say faith, but if I were to say, now, how many of y'all believe we can have 250 here next Sunday? Raise your hand. I doubt that very many go up. Is it possible? Yes. Can we do it? But how about having two more people than what we got this week? How about having 55? And then how about next month having 60? On a regular basis. About a year from now, how about double? You know, there's people out there that they need to be somewhere. And here is as good a place as they can be. And we can develop what we are. And not just hold on to it and worry about whether or not it's going to slip back a notch or two. Let's look forward. In faith, to what God can do. Because this is going to be a milestone in this church when we get this all paid off. So just trust God and do what you can do. And that's all that God wants. Trust Him and do what we can do. Not in order to stay right with Him, but in order to get something done for the kingdom of God. Quit worrying about doing what you're doing to make you stay in right relationship with God and start thinking about what you're doing to build the kingdom, because you're secure if you just believe it. You don't have to prove anything to God. He knows the beginning from the end from the beginning. He knows what's going to happen in your life, in our lives. Our problem is we got to start seeing it. We've got to start believing it. God's got more confidence in every one of us than we do in ourselves. So all we've got to do is just start believing that. God's good. And He's not going to change His opinion about us. He loves us. He's on our side. And He said, I will never leave you. No, never, never. Nor will I forsake you or let you down. Hold on to that, church. It's our future. Thank you, Cardo.
Don't thank me. I just thank the Lord, amen. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? Dad, why don't you pray over the offering today, please?
Heavenly Father, we stand before you, Lord God, with our future in front of us. And thanks to you, it's a bright future. Thanks to you, Lord, it's a glorious future. And it's not something that we glorify ourselves over, but something we give glory to you. Let our lives, Lord God, be a thing of glory that people see you. And as we give, Lord God, let it be from a heart of trust and faith. If we give a little, Lord God, let us be thankful that that's what we can give. And let us believe, Lord God, that you are faithful to do what your word says. That if we cast our bread upon the water, it'll return to us. That if we sow a crop, Lord God, we'll reap a harvest. That if we give, it'll be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, will be given unto us. And Lord God, as a church, let us reach out with the message that we have, with the gospel that we have, and let people know, Lord God, about your grace, and that it is amazing. And what it's done for us, that it's not just the forgiveness of our sins, it's a power source that causes us to be able to live what we believe. And we believe that we are the righteousness of God. We believe that we are overcomers. We believe that we are more than conquerors. And we believe that all of our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But Lord God, right now we come to the point where we give the gift and we sow the seed. And Lord God, I know that in your word, when you talked about when the story about the spreading of the gospel to the Gentiles through Cornelius, you said the two things, Lord God, that you saw was that he was a devout man that trusted in God and he gave alms. And that you said that you saw his faith, you saw his belief, and you saw his gifts. And it brought salvation through him to the Gentiles. Lord God, let us have that kind of faith and let us have that kind of commitment to you. As individuals and as a church. To see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And to prepare ourselves for that great and mighty day of the Lord when he comes in the clouds of glory with the armies of heaven for our total and final redemption. The renewing and the resurrection of our bodies. Thank you, Lord God, that you had enough faith in us to give us the right to participate in the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. And it's in his glorious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
My God.
My God is awesome.
He can move the mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley. Hide me in the rain. My God,
my God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakest. Forever he will reign. My God.
Forever he will reign.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I am looking forward to the day we have the celebration, because I've never been at a celebration where we get to burn the note. Amen. Well, you think about what a thing that is. You've accomplished something. This church has accomplished something. Together as a people, we've accomplished something. Amen. Now, I know I wasn't here for the whole journey, but I'm here now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But God. It's just like with Dad. See, I got to see what a lot of y'all didn't get to see. See, I remember the times he would struggle to get out of the bed. I remember the times he lay there and cried because he hurt so bad. You know what I'm saying? I remember all that stuff. But you know what? But God.
Amen.
You know, he just made a comment a while ago that he's just barely putting one foot in front of the other. Well, every time he go to move a foot, faith to drag it for him. Amen. Because he had faith, he was able to do that. And he kept his faith, and he kept getting stronger. And he kept getting stronger. Amen? Amen. That's a God thing. It's just with all of us. No matter what we're going through, we just got to keep on pressing on.
Amen.
But God.
Amen. Yes.
He hung on the cross for us. He had to drag his cross to be crucified on. Something that we did to him. Amen? People just don't look back and be grateful for what he did. Sometimes we get complacent. Or let me rephrase that. Sometimes we just take things for granted. Amen? We don't think about what has been done to get us from that point to this point. But it's a good thing that God did what he did. Because under the old law, we couldn't have survived it. I don't believe. Maybe we could have. But I don't want to take that chance. Amen? I am grateful that God did what he did with his son so that we may have grace and have it abundantly. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden.
Yeah.
earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. So lay down your burden.
Preschool can be dismissed.